is Davin's Den.
To do a lot and close with some scam busters. Who are you gonna call? Scam busters. Yada yada yada.
You sound so low energy.
I'm all into it.
Scam busters.
I'm just waiting for you to give.
You are.
I have him. You want to hear him? I can play him.
I know.
What are our categories?
Well, of course, there's the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. Although last week we're getting very little Mr. Davinage for our mileage. The second category is Morris Moriba. And the third category is animals.
Who's happy? It's like a tribute category.
Hysterical. I go five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go three Morris Moribas.
Good.
And I'm going to go with four animals.
All right. So
one of them be a two-headed calf?
You never know. All right.
Cock.
Oh, my God.
Pip had the cock.
Oh, my God.
How many cocks
terrible.
Can Pip have? Funny you should ask.
Well, Joe's girl says three Mr. Davins, three Morris Moribas, and no animals. All right. Well, I'm going to say four Mr. Davins, four Morris Moribas, and two animals. We're good to go.
All right. We will start with Damn It All Red.
Oh, boy.
James H. Miller is a fucking big fraud star. This man is always asking me to pay for the fees for the funds transfer. I never see any fucking funds by your order. You are working on it? Fuck you. I take it that was a rhetorical question.
Are you working on it? Fuck you.
That's not going to help me work on it.
Lies. You will know the truth from UN. UN can deny you because you fuck me up. You are a real recovery scammer. So she's maintaining the thread. Right. She was lucid at the end of last week.
Right.
So here's a conversation between Miller and Jackson. This is Miller. If you have the money, send to the bank directly for the transfer. Ann says, and I quote, fuck you. Miller goes, don't send to anybody. Ann goes, advance fee fraud. Miller goes, no. Ann goes, scam, criminal.
This is like a game.
This sounds like duck goose.
Miller goes, it's the cashless version, Joe.
Right.
At least if we play it. Miller goes, this is transfer fees for your funds.
Yeah.
That's not what Ann says. Ann says, criminal. Always ask money. Fuck you. Miller goes, Ann goes, go to hell. Miller goes, you will never learn. Ann goes, animal.
Oh, one.
Well, did you have animals or animal?
I had animals.
Oh, yeah. You get nothing.
Sorry.
You get nothing.
Damn it.
Loser. So she says, animal. Go to hell. Animal.
Damn it!
What I thought you
loser, you get nothing. Criminal, always money. Miller goes, it's 2,500 euros. What's 2,500 euros between friends?
Oh my God.
Ann goes, kindly return the money to me. Please kindly tell Mr. Miller about this. I have no time for this anymore. I have to look for more jobs. Please return the money to me. Parker goes, so this is a different conversation. This is the Parker. They are working on it already, but you acted too much by insulting the UN reps. Ann goes, I am returning the fees to my company. It is truth. Parker goes, how much is it in total? Ann goes, what do you mean? I have all the record. UN is fucking corrupt. That is truth. They use my info. They do not help the victims. All I paid is a lot. Why do I need to lie? Ask them to return the money to me. Parker goes, who told you they do not help the victims?
What?
Miller's asking, like, Parker's going, who told you they don't help the victims? And saying, they don't help the victims. Parker's like, who would tell you such a thing?
Oh, man.
Lies,
everybody!
Lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
Parker's, you think money recovery is that easy? And goes, do not tell me about this. I read the articles. Your fucking lover is a criminal. And then the woman who brought this to our attention. It always goes back to her. She's a fucking liar. She did everything. Anyway, return the money to me. All I want is my money. Fuck off my life. We haven't had one of those in a while.
No, we haven't.
It's good to have classic fuck off my life.
That's classic.
Shame on you. You make lots of mistakes to me. Shame. Fuck off. Return the money to me. Scam payment. Jimmy Jones scam. $1,819,990.32 UK Hong Kong and gold scam. $6,806,449 UK fund scam number two. UK fund scam two. I don't know. Her fucking punctuation sucks cock. She lost a lot of money.
Thank you, counselor.
For
your dissertation.
Had enough. All of them are Japanese yen. UK and Hong Kong funds, $6,806,449 in Japanese yen. UK funds transfer, what the fuck? Would a common kill you, woman?
Apparently.
$303,480.
A shit pile of money.
Sure. Funds for RBS Bank in Japanese yen, $152,000. Total, $9,000,000. $81,919. The total in Japanese yen is what I just fucking told you.
I ain't saying it again.
It is $90,000. Fucking liars, all of you. Fuck off my life. Shame on you.
Wow, that's a lot.
All the trimmings, huh?
Yeah, sure. Barker goes, and I quote, okay.
That hurt all the trimmings, too.
Okay.
And go, steal my research. Go to hell. Forever. No return.
Yeah,
forever. No return to
sender. That seems harsh.
Sure. Barker goes, thanks. Like we're old friends.
Man, a few words.
Sure. And goes, James H. Miller will go to jail. He never. Parker goes, I never did anything bad to you. And goes, you did. It is truth. Parker goes, because I helped you. And goes, I report Brown Cotton FBI. Parker, what do I do? And goes, I'll do it. Parker goes, why are you wasting time? Report him.
But they don't have problems throwing each other under the bus.
They did.
Yeah, really? Dick.
Yeah. And goes, why not ask your lover, the woman who brought this to attention, to help you? She spread the rumor everywhere. Fuck you, assholes. I did. I will call.
Are you reading or just talking to us?
Who's to say?
Sounds like a meeting.
Who's to say?
New idea time. Thoughts on new ideas at a meeting.
I'm listening. I'll call FBI soon. I am filing the evidence. Shame on you. Do not come online anymore, because I will expose everything, including my tits. Park goes, me? Park goes, I am more than you. You are a little brat.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Ooh, that ain't right.
And uses the victim's name. You are, not me.
Me.
Solo me.
Sorry.
Solo mio.
You will. She then writes to me, they asked the victims to pay lots of money, I think she means no one gets money back because they asked many payments. The way they did is real scammers' way. Brown Cotton should be arrested soon. Eric Bohr, too. They use
me
and also cheat on the victims. So here's a conversation more between Anne and Parker. You are a real criminal. It's fucking lie. Shame on you. Park goes, me? Anne goes, shame.
Me.
Liar. Park goes, I helped you, bastard.
I helped you, bastard.
I help you, bastard.
I
help you, bastard.
I help you, bastard. What's wrong with you?
That's funny.
Anne goes, fucking liar. Park goes, I block you now, since all you know is insult. Anne goes, do it now. Shame on you. Park goes, I will even ask them to stop the payment. Anne goes, go ahead, because you use
me.
Shame on you. Go ahead. Never contact
me.
I'll report you. Park goes, talk to James. Anne goes, as a scammer. Park goes, okay, I know you are angry. And goes, I do not talk to that assholes.
Double.
Park goes, I am sorry. Please, take it easy. And goes, do not forget to go fuck UN. That's going to take a while.
Wow.
That's a lot of representatives, a lot of countries.
There are so many people are in that room? Damn.
Get permission.
Gabby, take me to First Avenue.
She's going to need both assholes.
Oh, I support it. Park goes, your funds will soon be wired to you. Anne goes, if you ever come to
me,
you will know what is going on. Your Americans are assholes.
You're Americans.
Park goes, I am coming to Japan next week. Anne goes, assholes. Park goes, bye. Park goes, I have asked James to contact you. Anne goes, even your lover, the woman who brought this to our attention, does not judge you as an America. Ha ha ha. Never. I will never contact you anymore. You will never contact
me.
I know you owe money. I never owe you money. It is the truth. Fuck off. Even you come to Japan. I will never meet you because you are a criminal. Criminal. Fucking scam. You are a real scammer. Parker says, and I quote, no. So then I write Pigbusters. Remember she said Pigbusters was right. The other one was Pigbusters right. I go. Told you they were scammers from Ghana a year ago.
Yeah, right.
You dopey broad.
Yeah. What do you? Who? You don't listen.
He's got a big dick. My dick is bigger. What are you talking about, Mr. Davin?
One.
I did do unrest report. I am asking UN about Melvin Santos. He wasn't on the list. I did forward these fucking people's conversations between me and them to you. Why you always said that they are fake? People do not get reply from UN or FBI, but I did, even CID. Ugh. But you say they are fake.
Because they are, you stupid bitch.
I know fake tits and fake people. That's two things I know. That's all I know.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, isolate that. That's all he knows.
These people cannot fuck me up because I will do the report. Would you stop with the fucking nose? We get it. You're snotty.
I'm sorry. Well, you just kind of waved.
Fuck you, Ed.
God's us here.
They all steal. Well, they're scammers. Well, the scammers. It's their job. I will do the report, and I have the true evidence. You said they are recovery scammers, and I did this. And I did this way to them. They keep silent, and they cannot get my funds back. I am fucking mad. I paid $90,000 for this idiot funds transfer, which destroys my whole life. This is why I am fighting for it. We need the true evidence. They are criminal for me.
They're criminal for her only.
So IC3 did read the complaints from me, and this is techsupport@ic3.gov. This is UN's reply, but it's not. I mean, I don't know what the fuck. So she shows me this thing from SullivanM@UN.org. To whom it may concern, the UN is a peaceful organization whose role is to help people. Please seek the assistance of an attorney. This is not a UN matter.
Beat it, stupid.
Wow.
Thank you in advance. This is what I sent to UN. So she sent this. UN is a fucking lying org.
Oh.
And this is why you do not reply to
me.
Attach the truth on the site. I will attack back since UN is a big lying org. UN Melvin Santos is terrorist and he cheats money from the victims. I never get fucking money back. This is, and then she gives his bullshit email address. And the website, You're It Today, and it's about it's scammers. So it's a scammer website. This is special edition for Melvin Santos. He's been very, I don't know what the fuck this is. So he's on an anti-scamming site. Melvin Santos has been reported.
He's in trouble now.
Dr. Mel. One more abusive word from you, and we'll never reply to you again. Yeah, so it's like her conversations is on a anti-scamming site. So this is her proof to the UN. So she's on top. Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
This UN does not reply to me. He refused to reply if Melvin Santos is from UN Secretary. Ha, 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 ha. They did fucking reply. They said, go beat it, stupid.
Yeah, they said, go away.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, three.
I just called FBI, and he hung up on my phone call.
I can imagine that.
Nowhere.
The phone number is 202-278-2000. You want to Google that real quick?
Yeah.
202.
Okay.
278-2000.
Okay.
And I'll continue, and you'll let us know if that's a real phone number. This is the first time for
me
to get this. FBI did not do this to me before. Mr. Davin!
Oh.
Four.
Did you talk about me on your radio show? Why are my readers increasing on my page on Facebook? Did you do something?
she's getting results.
Yeah,
we're all getting results. Right. What are you talking about? Did you get an answer for me?
Washington, FBI.
All right, so she got them, and they had enough of her nonsense.
Yep.
All right, April 1st, 2015. I write back to her. I go, well, if you're telling them how Brown Cotton was a real FBI man and insisting that they're all corrupt and not listening to what the person on the phone tried to explain to you, then the response is not surprising.
Wait, say that again.
I said, this is me responding that they hung up on.
Okay.
I go, well, if you were telling them how Brown Cotton was a real FBI man
right.
and insisting that they are all corrupt and not listening to what the person on the phone tried to explain to you, then the response is not surprising.
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Davin.
Oh, five.
What is going on? I just post news on my page. Suddenly, the readers are increasing every day. I do not post news every day, only when I have time after work. What is going on? By the way, UN do not reply to
me,
because I can make sure Melvin Santos is real. When the authorities have scandals, they try to hide. This is what I know. I go, which page? What are you talking about, woman?
Who knows?
She goes, I did report Brown Cotton at least 20 times. Brown Cotton's mail is being blocked. I can 100% for sure of this. I did not say much, too much on the phone. I just say I filed the complaint at IC3 and am waiting for the reply. Then FBI man hung up on my phone. That's it.
I can only imagine
that
conversation.
They think this woman in a Japanese accent. Oh, what the hell is this? Click.
I can only imagine that conversation.
I doubt it went down like that.
Oh.
Before they did not do it to me like this. One FBI man asked me to call that phone number, and maybe I was late to call FBI. I go, the truth is most victims never get a response from IC3. It's unfortunate and a problem. And then so she gives me a page on Facebook, which I haven't checked in a while, but I did today. And the it says the website directing you here was not a Facebook page. If you entered your – so it's like a scam page.
Oh.
You know, like if you get redirected off Facebook,
yeah.
You got to change your password.
Yeah.
That was one of these.
Oh, great.
Are you still telling victims you can get their money back for them? She goes, but I got it. Tech support at IC3.gov. Talking about a response. And they just tell her how she can access her complaint. That's all they got.
Yeah.
You can update it to see what's going on. I go, yes, they send you a copy of your report and then that you filed, and then you can update as needed through their website. Mr. Davin.
Oh, six.
Six.
I am lucky to get good jobs, and maybe I'll get one more job as an interpreter. From this FBI, I work at one hotel, front desk, and one free tax shop. I'll be very busy. I'm not sure if I can come online if I get one more job. Now to damn it all red. Please keep an eye on that idiot Melvin Santos. I hope Melvin Santos will be posted on every net. UN will notice it.
He's keeping an eye on that idiot Melvin
Santos. I know, like he can see him.
Yeah. Yes. It is possible because I watch TV in Japan. The lawyer told me 5% of victims can get money back as the government released the funds to the victims under the proof of the real victims. It means they read the complaints. I guess Brown's mail is seized by FBI. Eric Bohr's mail is seized by Interpol after my unrest report. Here is Pigbuster's opinion. So this is Anne writing to a guy named Jeff. Sorry they blocked themselves out and they are online. They are scammers. He goes, hey, I'm not sure what you mean by block themselves out.
Neither are we.
He goes, it means... It,
she goes, did you say neither are we?
Yeah.
She goes, it means they got hacked again. I can make sure that many hunters and scammers hacked them. James H. Mill and Brown Cotton tried to trace me. And then deliver the following mail recipient. So, like, the IC3 Brown email is no longer working. And then Jeff goes, that's great. It looks like you caused them so many problems, they deleted their email account. So now they have to start over with a new one, and that's really going to hurt their scamming. I don't think it will.
Yeah.
No.
I think they'll be fine. Unless they can't access what's in there.
Oh, that might be
so
a problem.
So if they didn't copy down everything, they might have problems.
Yeah.
April 7, 2015. Subject, Melvin Santos will have nowhere to go. It is a shame because you choked the victim's money. The hunters and scammers will destroy you. It is the real war. So, I mean, I guess we could stop there. Stop there?
Yeah.
All right. So, she still seems to be on point.
mostly. Except we don't know what that conversation was like on the FBI, and that must have been... really interesting.
Well, I mean, the takeaway is the FBI allegedly hung up on her.
That's a
story. I know.
They've had enough of her screaming.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Well, we had...
And she lost $90,000.
It's tremendous.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount of money. I don't know how... I just can't imagine, you know, putting that much in and that much in and not seeing results, but it happens all the time.
It most certainly does. All right.
So we had six Mr. Davins. Mm-hmm. Nobody picked that.
Losers.
Joe was closest with five.
Mm-hmm. Loser.
There were no Morris Maribas.
Loser.
Nobody picked that.
Loser.
No Morris Maribas.
And there was Animal. There were not Animals. And Joe's girl picked zero animals. She's the only one that got it on the nose.
She knows you're a loser.
Yeah, I know.
She knows you're a failure and a disappointment to us all.
So Joe was closest with Mr. Davins, and Joe's girl got zero with animals. Although I think on a technicality, the singular and plural is really
really
hard.
Animals have died.
We got to go with the judges on that.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Well, that makes
I'll fucking Joe's pout girl. McEnroe. It'll be okay. Slam your fucking racket.
I'm
out.
Throwing my racket. You insulted the Winwood. I'm throwing my racket.
I did not insult the Winwood.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
Oh, you missed it. But she, I said we drive by a building,
yeah.
A casino. It says Steve Wynn. I go, oh, I think he got a bunch of sexual harassment charges. And Pitt goes into fucking defense mode. No, he doesn't. Why are you making that up? I go, no, you can Google. It's not true. Like a fucking mama bear. She thought I said Wynwood.
Yeah, I admit that.
Mamas were clutching their children tight. As Pitt went into a rage.
I went and pinched out a 12-year-old, then punched his mother.
An animal. God. Hysterics.
I know.
She left at the Zach Baggins Museum with the fucking little midgets.
Oh, my God.
Little fucking people jumping out at you. Fucking ankle biters.
There were enough, though.
Then there was, like, a cute blonde tour guy, and she was, like, behind the door, and she almost scared me. I go, oh, you're not scary.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, thanks. And Mr. Helix is like, you know, I think these people are the type of people that can't get other jobs. I go, I don't know that.
Well, I'm sure the midget can. What the hell is she going to do?
Again? I don't know. The person without legs might have a problem.
There were a lot of people. And then she freaked me out. Because she was crawling after me.
No, I ran.
I ran screaming. Hysterical. Nope. No, I was done.
Fucking just stay there and fight. Kick her. Get back, you whore. Kick you in the head. Be back. By the power of kick, I compel you.
I tell you, if that woman, get out. Fuck you. $45. I'm hanging my dry cleaning here.
I was just like, later. Okay, bye.
Yeah, but then she might start climbing you.
She wouldn't look me in the eye either, which was really weird. She couldn't see that eye. No, she just kind of looked to the side and said, get out.
Yeah, then another tour guy had like one of them jiggly eyes.
Yep.
It was like they should just fucking put a tent on and call it a freak show. Yeah, I would have had a better time.
Well, that's kind of what I was expecting.
Were you?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting I really didn't like the serial killer room and the, you know, like really morbid curiosity with dead celebrities.
How about the Kevorkian bus? How about the Kevorkian bus? Were you a fan of that?
I mean, I wasn't a fan of it. I understand people's morbid curiosity with that. And if, you know, death happened in the van, then you'd expect people who are ghost hunters to be, like, really excited about the possibilities.
Yeah, but ghosts are people that don't cross over, allegedly. All these people went willingly.
I like they got that the van there. Like it's the Partridge Family's bus.
Like it's the Aerosmith van.
Kinda, yeah.
Come on, folks, there's death that's coming.
Come on, get dead.
We saw a lot of old vans this weekend.
Yeah. You would have flown across the country for that.
It was the old van tour.
Should have had the Joe Curry creeper van.
Right.
We enjoyed that.
Just fucking youth wasted. Soiled panties. Oh, we didn't tell you about the soiled bed. That's the thing.
Oh, God.
Where have I been?
So there was, which serial killer was it?
I don't remember which serial killer it was, but it was this guy that... It was a room
he tortured
that they
gay men.
Reconstructed.
Yeah, like you do with your music.
They reconstructed his torture room. Like, they bought the friggin' torture room and then reconstructed there.
And, like, one of the tools
intact.
He used to, like...
He would hit people and sodomize them
and that
with
was
this stick. And everybody, there was the whole room went, oh.
And then, that's not when they went. And, they go, and this is the mattress where, you know, he did this victim, and they point to the picture of this victim, and those brown stains are feces. Really? Nobody's washing the mattress?
It is the sheets over.
How much for the bed? Don't wash the sheets. It's shit and all. I want it.
But I will say this tour guy was indignant. The one who gave this portion of it, because you had different tour guides, because she was upset because he only got life because he admitted to everything. He got two life sentences.
Yeah.
So she says all the horrible things. And can you imagine that? Two life sentences. So she was disturbed by it.
She was.
Which was reassuring.
Shitty sheets and all.
No, she was like, you know, people get really upset in this room because of the subject matter, and if you need to leave, that's completely understandable.
Yeah, pussy.
You know?
Yeah.
But, well, that's the next room. There was the first room we were in, though, there was one of those, like, I don't know what it was, but there was something that a fortune or something pops out of the wall. And so they would ask people, could you turn off the lights or could you open the door into the next room or stuff? Because they're crowded, the rooms. And so Davin's standing next to it and a thing pops out and he goes to Davin, would you read what it says? And Davin goes, free sandwiches for everybody after the tour. And the guy's like,
hysterical.
Everybody laughs. And the guy's like, oh, shit. And he goes, and he comes over to read it himself because he can't.
Oh, he asked me to read it. I read it.
He's like, I can't trust this asshole.
I paid $1 for that privilege. Remember, they asked the dollar. Everybody have a dollar? And the wife knew I wasn't going to be. It's a fucking dollar. It's
fine.
I'll give them the dollar.
It was funny.
What do they need a dollar for?
For like a little mechanical Zach Baggins to fucking tell us what's going to happen, which is bullshit. Really?
Really?
$25. There should be some. I should pony up another bar.
Get your own dollar.
That's another thing. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's a dollar. It's not a big deal. But it's another. It's like, really?
Yeah, the water. You're standing outside in the desert. Those little misters are not cutting it. And, of course, I told you I drank, an ocean's worth. I needed a water, so I bought a water from them. $3. This little water. It's like, really? And nobody else was drinking anything. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm dying.
We're all camels.
I guess. Yeah. My hump was empty.
So what'd you think of my little sandwich joke? I had to think quickly.
I thought it was hilarious.
Good. That's what matters.
So did everybody else. Everyone laughed.
Oh, but Earl wasn't happy.
No, he was not happy.
He came up and read what it said.
No, I read what it said.
Yeah, he did.
I could have fucked around with him again, and it was just a little top apple.
No.
Yeah, you're off duty. Why do improv?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I had more jokes to make throughout the fucking thing. I was cracking jokes all over the place.
Yeah,
he was.
You're a comic.
Because it's silly. Until it gets disturbing.
And you can't help yourself.
But I didn't ruin it for others.
No, I don't think
so. I wasn't like every time they would say something, I wasn't going, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That could have happened, and I'm glad it didn't, because people would have been annoyed.
And the doll attacked. Did it?
Did it?
And it was all scratched up. Were they?
Can you imagine? A taller person, not one of the small people, would have picked him up at the scruff of his neck and walked him out of there.
Yipe, 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 yipe.
You. Do you want to be an exhibit?
I played nice. I just had fun with the Jewish haunted shit.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy, TAO, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. Find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have a couple of shows coming up. Davin will be announcing them soon. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Rambapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Me?
Yeah. Every time.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with total custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber-friendly. Everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the King of the Grill or garage for the man of the house. Right now, they're having a July 3rd workshop, Bomb Pop specialty drink for each guest. Mention Davin's Den for 10% off. Follow them on social media with hashtag Firecracker Workshop. See website for additional dates. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com. That's www.barnyardlanesignco.com. Or call 516-420-0013.
Kim Poulos, the owner of KGI Design, will be here with us soon, and she wanted to say hi to all the listeners of Davin's Den. She's excited to begin the adventure with Davin, Pip, and myself. And the Davin's Den family is a sponsor. She can't really wait to get on the show and say personally hello. See, we all need to engage our audience, especially your business. And we start all new relationships like this one and all others in life and business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise, and that's very important. What is your company persona? Is it bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of experience in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at www.kgidsinggroup.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and hashtags / say hello, / Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. So nice for them to meet us and us meet them and say hello. Now, in addition to that, summer's here, and if you're in business, you know what it's like. You have vacations, short weeks, days off, but your business still needs to thrive no matter what time of year. What are we supposed to do? That PowerPoint presentation developed, the trade show booth designed, the sales brochure completed. No matter what time of year, these have to be completed. But relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with an email marketing, social media campaign, and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. Visit them, KGIDESI. I don't know I think they left the S out.
It should be design, isn't it?
Yeah, on the first read, it missed the E. So let's try that again. So it's going to be KGIDesignGroup.com. That makes more sense. KGIDesignGroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Side Splitting Productions, you need a comic. We're the people to talk to. Go to DavinComedy.com. Email me at Davin@DavinComedy.com or give us a call, 551-404-3094.
Please let's listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., please check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic music program that you'll enjoy, as well as the rest of the fine programming the rest of the day. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
My band Fragile Sky, we will be down at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch, New Jersey. We're going to be down there this Saturday, the 6th. Band's going on at 9 o'clock. Part of the Don Jameson Show, which will be fun. Check it out. Go to, where the heck are we? Go dial 1-866-468-3399 for information, or click onto their website and you can get right on to get a ticket. DAAEntertainment.com. So check that on out. Fragile Sky.
That's it, boys and girls. Thank you for listening live. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I knew we had an issue on a couple of the platforms last week. Got that resolved. So, well, we took care of that. Everything's just rolling along gloriously. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.